Today, you will need your Bible, pad and pencil, and a comfy place to talk out loud to God. This is the last episode of our three-part series called Conquering the Fear of Praying, where we focus on the fear of praying in public, the fear of praying in front of another person, and the fear of praying out loud when alone. After all, we are talking to Him and not ourselves. So let's end our series with the fear of praying in public. This is podcast number 7. Now on to the intro. Welcome to the Hanging Out with Jesus podcast, where we create space so you can commune with God through practicing spiritual disciplines in order to help you grow in love with God, your neighbor, and yourself. Hi, I'm Lavita Brooks, teacher, author, and spiritual discipline equipper and encourager, bringing you practice time, demonstration, inspiration, interviews, and guidance on practicing spiritual disciplines. For more information, book reviews, and other resources on spiritual disciplines, check out my blog at lavitabrooks.com. Now come walk with me, where we intentionally practice being in the presence of God. So stop what you're doing, because it's time to hang out with Jesus and me, Lavita. Let's pray. Our Father and our God, we ask that you teach us how to pray and to let go of our fears, all those fears and negative thoughts that are hindering us from praying out loud, especially when praying in public. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. For the month of May, we have been learning that prayer is a process. As your faith grows through studying the Word of God and reading the Word of God and applying it, the degree of your fear reduces. And the more you continue to practice, the more that fear becomes less and less. And your confidence is built up. We started our journey on conquering the fear of praying out loud by reading scripture aloud, which boosted our level of confidence. We then started praying out loud by inserting a person's name to scripture. We practiced using Psalms 91. Then we progressed to praying for another person by reading a passage of scripture before praying for them in order to calm our nerves and help us focus on talking to God on their behalf. Now, this episode is about writing the prayer down before praying. It'll help you formulate your thoughts and give you practice in allowing the Holy Spirit to lead you. But before I go any further, are you still having thoughts like, what if I make a mistake? What if I forget to use the scriptures I've learned? What if I don't understand what I'm saying? In other words, what if I jumble all my words and no one understands what I'm saying? What about the thought I'm scared? What if I sound stupid? I can't pray like them. I can't do this. God, you got to get someone else. They're going to laugh at me. Let's continue working on destroying these negative thoughts which are holding you back from praying for others, which is a part of loving your neighbor. Let's start with Caleb. This is a bold dude. Moses sent him and 11 other men to spy out the land of Canaan. Well, all 12 went out, spied the land, spied on the people, and returned saying things like, nah, those people too big for us to fight. No way can we conquer them. We look like grasshoppers compared to them. Isn't that like fear? God said one thing, but your eyes see another. 10 men saw what fear wanted, giants that can't be conquered, except for 2, Joshua and Caleb. They saw the same people. They saw the same land. Their interpretation was that it was a land flowing with milk and honey, and that they should go down right now and conquer it. Their confidence was built on God parting the sea so that the Israelites can walk through it on dry land. Their confidence was in seeing what God did as he led them with a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night and food falling from the sky. All these things were stepping stones of faith that helped them to see past any fears that they may have had while spying out the land and the people. And it was because of these stepping stones that they were able to see that this was no big deal for God. That's why when you read Numbers 13:30, you hear the boldness and the courageousness of Caleb. And this is what Numbers 13:30 says. Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and take possession, for we are well able to overcome it." Now that's confidence. And that's courage. That's believing God in spite of what you see. Y'all, we live by faith and not by sight. Fear is a sight thing. Faith is a God-believing thing. Let's look at Moses. He was a stutterer and a chicken. He didn't want to go in front of the people, nor did he think he had the eloquent speech of a leader. Turn with me to Exodus chapter 4, verses 10 to 16. Exodus chapter 4, verse 10 to 16. Moses said to the Lord, "Pardon your servant, Lord. I have never been eloquent. Neither in the past nor since you have spoken to your servant. I'm slow of speech and tongue." And the Lord said to him, "Who gave human beings their mouths? Who makes them deaf or mute? Who gives them sight or makes them blind? Is it not I, the Lord? Now go, I will help you speak and will teach you what to say." But Moses said, this is Moses' response, and sometimes is our response too. "Pardon your servant, Lord. Please send someone else." Then the Lord's anger burned against Moses, and he said, "What about your brother Aaron, the Levite? I know he can speak well. He is already on his way to meet you, and he will be glad to see you. You shall speak to him and put words in his mouth. I will help both of you speak and will teach you what to say. He will speak to the people for you, and it will be as if he were your mouth and if you were God to him." Guess what? God didn't let Moses off the hook. God taught Moses and Aaron how to speak and taught them what to do. The one who wasn't an eloquent speaker and the one that was needed each other in order to fulfill God's purpose for the Israelites and grow in faith. You see, it wasn't a surprise to God that Moses was chicken out. The blessing is that God gave Moses a crutch, Aaron, until God could build Moses up to lead as God designed. Y'all, we need each other. There's no such thing as big eyes and little means in the kingdom of God. God allows others to help us grow, just like he did in Moses' situation with Aaron. So learning how to pray in public is something you can conquer if you allow God to lead you. It's your choice. As a believer, our lives have purpose, and what we do is needed in the body of Christ. You are needed, and so are your prayers. There are five things I want you to remember when conquering the fear of praying out loud. One, be honest. If you fear it, tell God. Secondly, accept that you are not supposed to pray like others. You're not. You are unique and specially designed by God. Three, practice, 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 practice praying out loud when you're alone. Four, keep it short and to the point. And five, write down your prayers. I found that writing down my prayers not only helped me to gather my thought, but I've also found that somehow while praying, the Holy Spirit can bring things to my remembrance. Writing down your prayers allow you to do more than sort out your thoughts. It allows you to let the Holy Spirit speak within you and through you. As you grow in Christ, you begin to understand what I'm saying. That I can't quite teach you on the podcast. That you will grow into. So let's begin with Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We're going to use that scripture in order to write a prayer. So get your pad and pencil. I'm going to read off the prayer and you're going to write it down. Okay, let's begin. God, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Including speaking in public. Because you said, that I will not fear the terror by day nor the arrows at night. I believe you. And am confident that you will keep me at peace, thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now take a few minutes and read it over aloud. Did you see how short and to the point it was? I could have made it shorter by saying only the verse. Now you try. The focus is conquering the fear of praying aloud. I'll give you 3 minutes to write out your prayer, then pray it out loud. Keep it short and to the point. Use Philippians 4:13 as your scripture. I'm setting the timer now, 3 minutes. You have a minute left. How did that go? Do you feel more confident? Let's pray. Lord, I pray that you help my brothers and sisters in Christ build up their courage and confidence in praying aloud, and remind them that it is you that they are coming to pray to. Help them stay focused on you as they allow the Holy Spirit to show them how to blank out negative thoughts and fears that hinder them from praying aloud, from hearing your voice as they bring their concerns and the requests of others to you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. So here's our next steps. Number one, continue practicing. Number two, read your Bible. Next month, we'll begin practicing the spiritual discipline of devotional readings. This may help with familiarizing yourself with different scriptures. And number three, if you need some support, don't hesitate in dropping me a note on my website at levitabrooks.com. Please don't forget to hit the subscribe button below so you can receive the next episodes. Prayerfully, I'll have a surprise guest on our next episode. Well, my brothers and sisters in Christ, be bold in praying aloud and reading your Bible out loud. God is listening and God is answering prayer. He loves you. Until we meet again over the airways, my brothers and sisters in Christ, continue hanging out with Jesus daily and intentionally. How can you daily and intentionally hang out with Jesus? By regularly implementing spiritual disciplines into your life. There is so much more to growing in Christ besides prayer, Bible study, and evangelism, although they are key. I want to help you create a lifestyle where spiritual disciplines transforms your routines and habits and ignites your passion for growing in love with God, your neighbor, and yourself. I have designed the Me Project Journal and e-journal series to do just that. The 21-day Me Project e-journal is 21 scriptures to be used for practicing silent meditation on your phone or Kindle device. The Me Project Journal is a notebook for recording thoughts. And for those who like to sketch and write, there's the Dare Say Journal. You can purchase them on Amazon or through my website, LaVitaBrooks.com. That's L-Y-V as in Victor, I-T-A, Brooks.com. Shalom. I'm going to go to the hospital.